It's Christmas. You know what that means.
What the fuck is up? It's Mr. Wrestling Dinner 420. Marvel Lucha Libre Christmas Spectacular Part 2. Whatever the fuck we're calling this one. Second annual. We did this last year, too.
Yep.
Triple A from Triple A from Triple Mania.
Yes.
On Triple A. This is back in August. We're also going to do a match.
August 15th.
We're also going to do a match that is from Triple Mania Regina.
Regina.
Whatever. Which is later on.
Regina. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll do that one later on. This was going to be Spider-Man, Captain America, and Captain Marvel versus Thanos, Venom.
And Black Widow.
And Black Widow.
Yes. This is the easiest way of saying that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all these names.
I know Brian Cage and Black Taruso are in that. And so is Vikino.
Black Taruso is Venom. And Thanos is Brian Cage.
And Spider-Man is Vikino.
Yes.
Who is the new AEW. Whatever. Fucking.
Triple A Mega Champion.
That one. Yeah. God, I'm already fucking high. Nothing's even happening yet. These are fucking backgrounds different. And
I will say.
That's annoying.
Captain Marvel has the best fucking outfit out of all of them.
I will say that I'm glad fucking Spider-Man didn't die coming to the ring.
Yeah, he came in some zipline thing that just was a horrendous botchy thing. He could have just put some smoke on the floor and had him crawl out.
Which they did anyway.
Which he did anyway, because he ziplined from one end of the arena all the way to the stage.
What's with this camera angle?
I don't know, it's spinning around the ring and it's yeah, no, don't make me sick, please.
Thank you.
No, stop changing. Like, why do they gotta change the position 900? Stop! What is it with places and doing this lately?
Everyone wants to be.
Someone else did this recently,
everybody
too.
Everybody wants to be fucking. Oh, it was MLW during the fucking War Chamber match.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, dude. Like, you're gonna give me motion sickness from changing it so much. Like, my eyes aren't focusing. Like, well.
I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. Alrighty.
Well, it's Captain Marvel versus Black Widow.
And Hurricanrana.
And then
and tag,
cut
tag.
Away. Like, why so many quick camera cuts?
And now it's Black Taruso.
And this is Triple A style, so you don't even have to tag.
Right, there's no tags at all, right?
You just jump in whenever you want.
Essentially.
Now Spider-Man's in there.
Homemade Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
It's literally just like a Spider-Man hoodie.
Yeah. It's totally like how, like, he would, like, dress when he first decided to be a superhero, like, in the comics. Like, just straight up hoodie and, like, mask and...
It's funny because he always was a
sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Red boots.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of freaking comic book characters look like Lucha Libre guys anyway.
Right, I mean, Captain America doesn't look like that to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. All wearing fucking spandex outfits.
Head scissors spin outside the ring.
Now Spider-Man's in by himself.
At least the fucking...
Oh, now here comes Thanos.
Brian Cage. Purple Terra.
Yeah.
Like, Purple Terra.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say that. That one's actually a little bit easier to say, but oh, here comes Captain America.
Yep, Captain America's in.
He's going to get crushed to it.
Yeah, I don't know what Captain America is.
I know, he's still smaller than Brian Cage.
Well, Thanos is huge, so.
Yes.
Why isn't Iron Man in this? They should have had an Iron Man instead of Captain America.
This is true. Well, Captain America kind of had his little... out with him too, so.
I get it, but then you get Spider-Man out there and like Iron Man like train Spider-Man and shit to like be a superhero, I guess.
Yeah, and in the, new in the MCU movie.
Yeah. But that's what they're doing.
Yes, it's true.
Why else would Thanos be out there? No one gives a fuck about Thanos anymore.
Also, why would Black Widow be on Thanos' side? Because Black Widow's a hero, not a villain.
Well, her name's Black, so they put her on that side. She'd be Black Taruso, who's Venom's side.
Like, yeah.
Hurricanrana.
Yep. Captain Marvel's in there now. Everybody, Captain America.
Everybody's in the fucking ring.
And Spider-Man, who took off his sweatshirt.
Now he's just fucking Vikino with blue sweatpants. Clap, clap, clap. Because something happened. Oh, we're going to jump on him. All
no,
right.
No, they're going to like...
Wee!
Yeah, there goes Captain Marvel.
Oh, oh, shit.
Double fucking springboard fucking moonsaults.
All right. Everybody's down. I'm just not showing them. Show somebody else. With Captain America and Thanos.
With Spider-Man.
Nobody's in the ring. It's like a TNA ring, huh?
Yeah, it is. Like a fucking six-sided ring.
Yeah, that's what it is. Six-sided. It's called an eight-sided ring. Eight-sided ring. 36-sided ring. It's just ropes. Just keep bouncing off of things.
Three-sided rope.
Speaking of random ropes, I decided that for the War Games, they should get rid of the ropes in the middle.
Yeah.
You could still do the same shit.
Yeah.
It's just those stupid ropes wouldn't be there.
Because it is a weird spot.
We'll put, like, one fucking set of ropes off.
Yeah, like, you can't just do three sides on this one and just do all four sides on that one, so it kind of lines up a little better or something.
No, that's just a thought. Oh, they can make it a 36-sided ring. I don't care. Nope, Spider-Man got fucking cock-blocked.
And stomped.
Got the Americans not doing a goddamn thing.
No.
Nope. Shitty superhero he is.
I still don't know why Black Widow's on the villain side. Like, I get Venom. I get Thanos.
They needed another one, alright?
I'm just saying.
Who would you put there?
I don't know. You go with 1,000 different Marvel female villains.
Like Poison Ivy or somebody.
That's DC.
I don't give a fuck. It's still, still mean, better than mixing it up.
She's Viper. There's fucking... I don't know. Why can't I think off the top of my head? I know all this shit. There's a lot of them.
Fuck it. Since you can't name any, I'm going to name a bunch of DC ones. Supergirl.
Yeah, but she's not a villain.
I don't care. You can fuck it up anyway. It should be Marvel versus DC. It'd be better.
That would be fucking better.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because I can't say their names anyway.
Yeah, I mean...
Pepero is beating the fuck out of Spider-Man. Actually, everybody's beating the fuck out of him. Why is he just jumping in the ring? The
whole team is beating the shit out of Spider-Man. The ref isn't doing anything.
Why isn't Captain America in the ring then? They're clearly, like, all in the ring, except for...
No, he's looking... Now you're looking for a tag? You all jumped in beforehand, but now you're looking for a tag? Like,
just crawl out of the ring.
They're just sitting there on the side of the ring watching Spider-Man get fucking his ass whooped.
I swear they just make up rules as they go. All right, you can't tag out because you're supposed to get your ass beat. All three of them can be in the ring at the same fucking time, but your teammates have to stay over there.
Oh, well, Venom just punched fucking Captain America in the face and he still didn't get in the ring.
Spider-Man's going to win it single-handedly.
Yep, he's going on a little Spider-Man spree.
Oh, got caught.
Nope, Venom got him.
And now there's some doctor walking down the ring. Did you see that fucking shit?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was. Everything about this is weird.
Oh, look. Oh,
there we go. There's the hot tag.
Is it?
Captain America comes in the ring just to get a boot to the chest.
Hot tag my ass.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess that worked.
Good for you.
Here's another one. Yeah, sidestep him. Good job. Get back in the ring now. Springboard dropkick.
He's still on his feet. Take Thanos down.
Spider-Man came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere with the fucking, like, Enziguri kick thing.
Spider-Man's the leader of this group, apparently.
Like, I mean...
That's how I'm reading that. Spider-Man's the leader.
Technically, it should be Captain Marvel. In terms of their characters, she'd be the most powerful than Spider-Man. Captain America would be useless in this situation.
Yes, Captain America is also useless in this match. Because you see, he's not doing a goddamn... Oh, he did something.
I mean, he can maybe beat up, like, Black Widow, but that's about it.
What the fuck just happened? Oh, that was weird as fuck.
Yeah, it's Lucha Libre.
I thought he was, like, turning on him. They, like, slam him in the face.
Use each other as weapons all the time.
Not how you got kicked in the face.
Now Black Widow's getting her ass kicked.
The hero's turn to win. Oh, Captain America did something. Kind of.
I mean, you could even use Spider-Woman instead of Black Widow. Spider-Woman at least worked for Hydra for a while. She was a villain at one point.
I guess so.
Like, it's
just easier thinking Black Widow as a fucking villain.
Yeah, well, that's because she used to be a fucking assassin.
Okay, then.
I guess. But that wasn't her choice, though. Brainwashed by a fucking Russian Red Room.
So she's a villain. There we go. We decided that. All right.
More of an anti-hero.
Fine, she's on the anti-hero side.
Well, yeah, I mean, Venom's kind of an anti-hero. And there have been times where Thanos has teamed up with villains, albeit very short-lived, but... I mean, heroes. Oh, shit.
fucking
Venom's dead. Spider-Man killed Venom. Pin him. This is like you two are the like actual rivals of this group of these groups. I guess. Oh, it's
because Black Widow again. They go Spider-Man again.
Nope. Dodge that one.
And Captain America again, just standing on the outside, not doing a goddamn thing.
Yep. Being useless.
Is she legal? I don't fuck someone out.
I don't think it matters.
But why is she pinning her?
I don't know. She's gonna try to in a minute. Cause she just came out of nowhere and did some pose.
Oh, there you go. All over.
Nope, here comes Thanos.
Oh. Why don't you just keep counting? It's still a pin.
Seriously. But whatever.
Oh. Captain Marvel beating the fuck out of Thanos. Nope.
Nope.
Table's turned and Captain America is still sitting up there doing nothing.
Just watch freaking Captain Marvel. Oh man, now you finally get in at the very end. After you watch her get like slammed to the ground.
Yeah, Sam Idol soul? What the fuck was that thing?
Yeah, it was, basically.
And now he thinks he's fucking RVD.
Miss.
Nope. Yeah, hit him. That's it. One, two.
Nope. Thanos kicked out.
I thought they had him with that.
It seemed like an apt finish.
It did. And I also don't know everybody's finisher is, but like everybody's going to knock the fuck out. Oh, good night.
Bye-bye, Captain America again.
Spider-Man's back.
Spider-Man's gone. Black Widow's gone. Fucking Jesus Christ. Captain Marvel just got a head taken off. Captain America's back again already, apparently. he ran into fucking Thanos. Oh! Got kicked in the mouth for it.
There you go. Kicks him while they're down.
Thanos is gonna win.
I think he's Cesaro.
Yeah, he does.
Everybody thinks that's Cesaro all of a sudden. Cesaro should be in this match.
Cesaro should have been fucking Captain America.
What's happening?
Someone's coming out. Oh god, it's the Hulk.
What the fuck is going on?
That's definitely the Hulk.
Who is it?
I don't know though.
Brian Hobbs? I mean, Brian Hobbs. What's his name?
Nope. Not Hobbs. It's just some big dude.
Thanos is staring at him.
Bye bye, Widow.
We have an army. We have a Hulk.
This is not a disqualification?
No, it's fucking Marvel Lucha Libre. And it's Triple R on top of that.
Why don't you just start with a Hulk?
Yeah, why'd we start with Hulk instead of fucking Captain America? What the hell's going on?
Other people are fighting while Thanos and Hulk are just having a stare down.
It's still just happening. Okay.
That was lame as fuck.
That didn't make any fucking sense. That was strange.
Hulk came out and just stared down Thanos the whole time. They didn't do anything. They just stood there staring at each other like a couple of weirdos. And that's
still all they're doing.
The others won the match for him in the meantime.
That was weird.
That was lame.
All right. Well, we'll see you for another one. Merry Christmas to that fucking garbage.
Yeah, that was... Wow.
That was bad.
That was a horrible Hulk outfit. It just looks so bad.
It does look bad. Then take a trash bag, cut some holes in it.
Literally, it's like you're wearing a green trash bag and, like, some purple fucking... I don't even know where the hell you found those.
Now what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck is this? Is that supposed to be Loki? Like, I'm guessing that's Loki because of the whole...
Yeah.
And the cape thingy, and the yellow and the green.
That's exactly what that was. All right, that was weird. Anyway, we'll be back with our
what
second.
What the fuck?
One more match, I guess. Maybe.
Oh, God.
What's up, y'all? Emmett Ted Bates here. I want to thank y'all in advance for rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over here. Make sure y'all tap in every time they drop a new episode. And with me, y'all know I'm dropping the hardest of the hardest for the East Coast players. Make sure y'all check me out at Big Visions on YouTube. crabs in the bucket, but I'm trying to touch the riches. Let's get it, man. Shark stuff.
I am the king of old school, and this is the Monday. Nope. This is a special presentation of Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. I give to you the Wrestling 12 Days of Christmas. A dramatic reading read by the king of old school. Enjoy. All professional and background music. On the first day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me competition for the WWE. On the second day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me two destructive brothers and competition for the WWE. On the third day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me three Foley faces, two destructive brothers, and competition for the WWE. On the fourth day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me four horsemen, wooing, three Foley faces, two destructive brothers, and competition for the WWE. On the fifth day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me five moves of doom. Four horsemen wooing, three Foley faces, two brothers of destruction, and competition for the WWE. On the sixth day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me six DX suckets, five moves of doom. Four horsemen wooing, three Foley faces, two destructive brothers, and competition for the WWE. On the seventh day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me seven snakes hissing, six DX suckets, five moves of doom. Four horsemen wooing, three Foley faces, two destructive brothers, and competition for the WWE. On the eighth day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me the eighth world wonder. Seven snakes are hissing, six DX suckets, five moves of doom. Four horsemen wooing, three Foley faces, two destructive brothers, and competition for the WWE. On the ninth day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me nine Rikishis dancing, eighth wonder of the world, seven snakes are hissing, six DX suckets, five moves of doom. Four horsemen wooing, three Foley faces, two destructive brothers, and competition for the WWE. On the 10th day of Christmas, pro wrestling gave to me 10 Poffos leaping, 9 Rikishis dancing, 8 the wonder of the world, 7... I screwed that up. 7 snakes are hissing, 6 DX suckets, 5 moves of doom, 4 horsemen wooing, 3 Foley faces, 2 destructor brothers, and competition for the WWE. On the 11th day of Christmas, pro wrestling sent to me 11 pipers pitting, 10 poffos leaping, 9 Rikishis dancing, 8th wonder of the world, 7 snakes are hissing, 6 DX suckets, 5 moves of doom, 4 horsemen wooing, 3 Foley faces, 2 destructive brothers, and competition for the WWE. Here we go. On the 12th day of Christmas, pro wrestling sent to me 12 stunning stunners, 11 pipers pitting, 10 poffos leaping, 9 Rikishis dancing, 8th wonders of the world, 7 snakes are hissing, 6 DX suckets, 5 moves of doom. 4 horsemen wooing, 3 Foley faces, 2 destructive brothers, and a competition for the WWE. That was amazing. I got through it and only screwed up a couple times. Well, maybe I screwed up a lot. Anyway, So that was fun. That was my special presentation. I kind of lost my voice a little bit, so I turned on the little growl so you couldn't tell. That's all I've got for now. Hopefully they play this before Christmas and it doesn't sound like total shit. But we'll see what happens. So, with that said, Merry Christmas to everybody. I'll catch you with the rant on Monday. I'm done talking to myself.